Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان، القرآن هدي الإيمان، القرآن مسك الختام، يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran on RIB English Radio. In this program, we recite the Quran and we talk about the Tajweed rules and the verses that we recite. Here in the studio, we have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We're continuing the recitation of Surah Al-Takwir from verse 15. We're going to begin with Brother Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
فلا أقسم بالخنس.
فلا أقسم بالخنس.
الجوار الكنس.
الجوار الكنس.
والليل إذا عسعس.
والليل إذا عسعس.
والصبح إذا تنفس.
والصبح إذا تنفس.
Okay. Verse 15. Do we have a mad in this verse?
We do.
And what kind of mad?
It's madul munfasal.
Munfasal, exactly. So we have a long vowel alif followed by a word that begins with a hamza. So the aliful maddiya and the hamza are in two different words. They're not in the same word. As a result, we have maddul munfasil, not maddul muttasil. We can lengthen this mad to how many vowel counts?
Two, five, or six. Two, four, five, six. Right?
Not six.
Not
two,
six.
Four, or five.
Or five, right.
Yeah. If you don't lengthen matul munfasul to four or five vowel counts and instead lengthen it to two vowel counts, it's going to be just like a normal matul tabi'i, like a normal med that does not have hamza or sukoon or shadda after it. Okay?
Yeah.
This is known as قصر. To do قصر of مد المنفصل. قصر means to shorten. The shortening of مد المنفصل. But if you lengthen the مد المنفصل, you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts. Like what we did. We didn't do قصر. We lengthened to how many vowel counts? Approximately.
I did it to two.
You're supposed to lengthen it to four vowel counts.
Uh-huh.
I lengthened it to four vowel counts.
I see.
And...
but you said be consistent, so...
yeah, you have to be consistent. So if we have another matul munfasil in this surah, which we do, we have to lengthen that matul munfasil or those matul munfasils to four vowel counts as well.
Right.
Okay, in verse 18, what do we have here? And the word as-subh.
It's subh. It's, we have ghalghala here, at ba.
The ba has qalqala, which really helps us with the recitation.
Yeah.
If qalqala wasn't here, we would have to make a really abrupt pause on the ba, which would disrupt the flow of a recitation. So when you say وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ without qalqala, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, it doesn't sound good.
فَلَا
أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. So I swear by the retreating stars.
الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ.
Those that run their courses and disappear.
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ.
And by the night as it closes in.
وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ.
And by the dawn when it breathes.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Okay, brother Mustafa, now it's your turn.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ
Okay, brother Mustafa, pay attention to the tanwinul kasr. In, not en. Okay, let's recite it again.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ
Very good, that's much better.
ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ
ذي قوة عند ذي الأرش ذي قوة عند ذي الأرش أرش مكين
Okay. ذي العرش
Yeah.
This should not be pronounced like a ياء المدية because there's a همزة الوصل after the ياء.
ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين
ذي قوة عند ذي العرش العرش مكين
مطاع ثم أمين
مطاع ثم أمين
Okay, what did we say about ikhfa of nun sakina? We said that we have to incline the tongue to the place of articulation of that letter of ikhfa that we are pronouncing. So, do we say muta'in thamma amin?
No.
Or do we say muta'in thamma amin?
Second one.
We have to incline the nun sakina to the place of articulation of tha.
Should I say? The next verse.
Did you forget about the hat?
Oh. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ
وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ
وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ
Okay, in verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ On tin, do we have ilha?
Izhar. Izhar.
We have Izhar. Look at the tanween of Kasr.
Mm-hmm.
That's written below the ta marbuta.
Yes.
They are right, you know, the two kasras are right next to each other. They're not like tilted to the right or to the left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The first kasra is right above the second kasra. So this shows that we have to do ilhar. This is one of the ways that Uthman Taha shows ilhar of the tanweens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for tanween al-dham, it's a little different. If we have the first waw, like a normal waw, dhamma, and the second dhamma, like an upside down dhamma, that means you have to apply ilhar.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have two dhammas, just like each other, next to each other, it means we have to apply either idgham or ikhfa.
Mm-hmm.
But for fatha and kasra, it's the same. For tanween al-kasr and tanween al-fatha. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ صَاحِبُكُمْ. What do we have here?
صَاحِبُكُمْ. We have iqlab. Sahibukum bimajnun.
Yes. It's not iqlab actually. It's ikhfa of mim sakina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because there is a ba after the mim sakina. And Uthman Taha does not write the sukun of mim whenever ikhfa or idgham takes place. Idgham or ikhfa of mim sakina. So again, just like iqlab, we do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We bring the lips close together, but we don't close the mouth completely. We allow a small space to be there between the lips while applying the ghunna, the nasalization. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. If you say, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَ... That's not correct. That's not the correct way of applying إِخْفَاء of ميم ساكنة.
Right.
إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ.
That indeed, the Quran is a word conveyed by a noble messenger.
ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ.
Who is possessed of power and with the owner of the throne, secure in position. Obeyed there in the heavens and trustworthy. And Prophet Muhammad is not at all mad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان